Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we are conducting a shared public opinion survey in your community, and we like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
All right, thank you so much. Let me ask you, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in a nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I am going to read your list. You are definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or are you not registered to vote?
Very, very likely to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. So with which political party are you registered?
Independent.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your main racial background?
What is what?
What is your main racial background?
Caucasian, white Caucasian.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
82.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think off the wrong track.
Thank you so much. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? For example, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, corruption in local government. For you,
Eliminate corruption in government.
Thank you so much. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? You are definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Probably vote for Republican candidate.
For Republican, all right, thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. For example, Joe Sanchez. For you, it is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, Joe Sanchez.
Thank you so much. What about Carlos Jimenez?
The same. Very, very poor opinion.
Thank you. What about Francis Suarez?
Oh, real bad opinion.
For you, it is very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Very unfavorable.
Unfavorable, thank you. What about Daniela Levin Cava?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Maria Elvira Salazar?
somewhat favorable, but not very much.
All right, thank you. What about Vicky Lopez?
Don't know Lopez.
Thank you. What about Miguel Soliman?
Don't know Miguelito.
In your opinion, very unfavorable about him, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
No, no opinion.
All right, thank you. What about Joe Carollo?
Oh, very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. What about Joe Biden?
Who?
Joe Biden?
The president? Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, thank you. What about Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
Portilla, unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. Very unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. What about Fabian Basabi? Basabi.
Don't have an opinion.
Okay. Rossi Cordero's thoughts?
No opinion.
Alfonso Leon or Alfie Leon?
No opinion.
Eileen Higgins?
No opinion.
Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable. Unfavorable.
Thank you so much. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. By the way, let me tell you that we have completed and 62% of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Would you vote for Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
What are my choices for commissioner?
Yeah, in this case, there is Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo.
No. What's her name? Irene?
Eileen Higgins. Eileen Higgins,
yeah,
is the first.
I would vote for Irene.
All right. Thank you so much. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Eileen Higgins or Miguel Soliman?
Eileen. There you go.
Thank you so much. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Eileen Higgins or Alfie Leon?
Eileen Higgins.
All right, thank you so much.
Hurry on, I'm getting tired.
I'm sorry, sir. There is just a few questions and we terminate as soon as possible. If you can give me just some minutes and we can finish, please. I would try to be the briefly possible.
Yeah, briefly. Quickly.
Thank you so much. All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Well, you will now be given some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make a difference, you can indicate that as well. Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses. higher costs and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins caught a bus stop than an 80-year-old woman uses every day, and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. For you, this is much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
What's the question?
Well, this is a statement that Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop than an 18-year-old.
Now, more buses.
So you are much more likely, according to this statement, you are much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, or
yes.
Somewhat less likely, or much
yes.
Less.
I'm getting tired. I'm going to have to quit now. My patience is gone. The survey is much too long.
Maybe in another occasion we can complete. Actually, there was just a few questions. We have an 82% actually about this survey. I imagine that you are.
No, I'm finished.
Hey, man.